Hello, everyone. Welcome to another fine episode of The Gentleman of Elegant Leisure. The gentleman couldn't be here tonight, so instead you've got three guys with a lot of time on their hands. But but we all have the same names. Sure. I'm Dave.
I'm Jason.
I'm Fred.
Welcome, boys. I was going to say gentlemen, but the Chris are not here.
So, that's right. We aspire to be gentlemen.
Yes. Maybe so, one day we'll have our own podcasts on a regular basis.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
All right.
Well, we got to prove our worth tonight. So
this is our audition?
Yes, this is our audition. What do we got on the old cocktail menu?
Well, we're going to blame it on Fred.
Oh, I love that show.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a classic.
Classic.
It's like Better Off Fred.
What?
I'd rather, all things considered. We'll strike.
Jason's already been drinking. Yeah, obviously,
I should have been. Fred is eager to recreate drinks that we had, well, in New York City, and to share them with you, Dave, who was not in New York City.
No, I was not in New York. I was not.
We looked. We looked. Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
And Fred.
I was in Jersey.
That might have been you on the other side of the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah.
Fred, bless his heart, thinks that we can recreate these drinks without measurements. And I think that's a great idea, but we don't seem to have the free time required to fine-tune the drinks.
Oh, if only.
But as luck would have it, we have found a couple of drinks that we had in New York City, and we are now going to share them with you, Dave Coyne, and the home listener.
Oh, wonderful.
And so so these are New York-based drinks. Nothing about them is particular. Actually, mine is kind of New York, because even the name is
That's New York. Yeah,
right?
No, exactly. It's called the Featherman.
I'm not going to say what the name is yet.
The the George Washington... I can't remember what it's called.
It's the George Washington slept here.
Cocktail. Which, you know, normally I'd say we'll make it to cocktail based on that, but last time we made a cocktail based on a name, the whole thing went sideways.
Disaster. And so you're going to do one that's actually a well-known one.
That's right. That I had.
And where did you have it? What was the story behind it? I'm going to turn all of this over to you. And you tell Dave.
I'm here.
Because if he doesn't want this, he can kibosh this. This is that, Dave. He has a veto.
I am.
I wasn't really prepared for this. That's
the veto?
The veto. No,
oh,
exactly.
Well, it's sorry.
The presidential veto. Mm-hmm. This was a drink that I had at Bar 65.
Where is that?
Funny you should ask. Yes, it'd be weird if you didn't ask. So that was in New York City at the top of Rockefeller Center.
Is it the top of the rock?
Well, just about. I think the top is on the ceiling, above the ceiling of the Bar 65. I think that's where the top of the rock is.
Is it on the 65th floor?
It's pretty close to the 65th floor.
Right.
It's awfully evasive.
It is a little evasive.
Where the top of the rock actually is. He doesn't really want to admit it.
I know where the top of the rock is, and it's above Bar 65.
He wants to keep it all to himself.
The 65th floor.
That's what I was going to say, because I think top of the rock... I was always led to believe that it was a fancier place on top of
Rockefeller. You're thinking about the Rainbow Room?
Is Top of the Rock affiliated with the Rainbow Room?
The Top of the Rock is just the where you observe. That's the observation deck.
Oh, that's the observatory, of course. Okay. The Rainbow Room is up there, though.
The Rainbow Room is on the same floor, or was on the same floor.
As?
Bar 65.
Oh. And do you think it's actually just it? They haven't just renamed it?
No, it's at the other end.
Oh, okay.
I think it's still there, so private functions, of which we were not one.
Private functions only?
I believe so.
Jeez, we should have done far more research on this. I'm so sorry, Dave. The veto is...
I didn't know there was going to be questions about the Rainbow Room.
Okay. Mm.
But anyway, this was, I think, day three of our trip, and I was looking for something limey. As I often do.
Because we'd just seen Seth Meyers.
We'd just seen Seth Meyers.
That he's British.
I thought he was. The name sounds British.
It does.
Yeah.
Morris Myers.
My name's Seth Meyers. Not British at all, as it turns out.
No.
But I ordered a Papa Doble, which is a drink named for Papa
Hemingway.
Now, the version we're making is... there's a lot of drinks that people say he drank. They drank this one, he drank this one, and a lot of different versions of the daiquiri, which is basically what this is. So different recipes. I'm pretty sure he drank all of them because that's sort of how he rolled. But this drink has 3.5 ounces of rum, 1 ounce of pink grapefruit juice, well, probably just regular grapefruit juice back in his day, 3/4 ounce of maraschino liqueur.
Well done.
1 ounce of lime juice and 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. Now, so that's about 4 ounces of booze. Now, apparently, he would sometimes just have a couple of these if he was writing, if he was working. But if he was just hanging out, he could go through 7 or 8 of these in an evening. That's what they say.
Right. Now, Dave is a writer.
Yeah, sure. I could easily go through 7 or 8 in the day.
All right, well,
you should see my writing after it. It's not that great.
I've got some extra lime, so we'll see how far we can go with that. So that's the one we're going to make. We may have to share. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
We'll see how we're retaining. So I'm going to... There is some blending involved, so I will at some point disappear, but we're going to start with the rum. So we've got Havana Club rum, because, of course, he was in
Havana. Well, it was made for him, right?
Right.
Which now, you lucky Americans, you can now get... eventually, in your local liquor store, and support the communist regime of Fidel and his brother.
Don't think of them as communists.
No, they're more socialists.
Right.
If you like Bernie Sanders...
Sure, you might like Fidel Castro.
Exactly. It's the same hair, but it's on the beard.
Yeah.
And then you turn it around... Yeah. Why was Hemingway in Cuba? Do we know?
Yeah, he was all over the place.
Oh, okay. Traveled, I don't know. Plus, it was before the revolution anyway, right? So he's down there
sports fishing and stuff.
So. I think he was all over before... No, actually, I guess he was around for a while after the revolution, but...
And then
he was no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he die there?
No, he
died in the Midwest.
I think so. Cleaning his gun.
Yes.
Well. So they say.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about guns, but I'd clean it empty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, you would. You don't know nothing about guns.
Right. But you're no Hemingway.
No.
He's a man's man.
Yeah, you're right. Damn it all.
Only wimps clean their guns unloaded. Come on.
Where's the challenge?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I've never read any Hemingway, have you?
I have, but it's been a very long time.
Oh. Yeah. He writes a mean story. I mean, literally, it's a mean story.
It's mean, yeah. But it's also lean.
Yes, it is.
It's very lean.
Really?
Yeah.
Spartan writer.
He's Spartan writer. Yep. Nouns and verbs. Screw the adjectives. That's it.
Well, I'm going to need another lime here, but that's okay. I've got backup lime, so I'm going to...
And Fred is actually using his own strength to squeeze
this should
fruit.
You should be recording this on a camera for Instagram.
Geez, what the hell? What's going on with me? I forgot my camera.
Well, you know, you're thrown off by Fred doing the mixing and hand squeezing stuff like he's Hemingway, for God's sake.
So there we go. That grapefruit coming. Oh, sorry about that, Dave. Be a bit of a mess here when we're done.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, you can really smell the grapefruit. So, yeah, I mean, this is what's different. Like, your regular daiquiri wouldn't necessarily have grapefruit juice in it. But I think it makes a big difference here. So we've got a little bit more squeezing.
Oh, yeah, no, the fresh squeeze, I mean, it's so hard, or so not hard to get fresh squeezed juice.
Yeah.
No, it'd be one thing if we lived at the North Pole.
Sure.
Ho, ho, ho.
But with free trade, you can get anything anywhere.
Excellent.
Well, that might not last for long. So.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Dave. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 3/4 ounce of the maraschino, which I can, 3/4 ounce.
I like that maraschino topper. I like that easy pour top on that maraschino that controls it.
So there we go. That's the liquid. I'm going to go and blend this sucker up.
Gosh, I'm looking forward to this. This is our first blender drink.
Yeah, so I'll be back. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right. What do we want to talk about? Fred.
I can't believe how stupid Fred is. Are you going to tell us what your drink is, or are you still going to hold off on that?
I could.
Okay.
Well, we were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Harlem to a restaurant called The Red Rooster.
Ah.
Marcus Samuelson. Ethiopian Swedish chef. Work. And I had a drink there called the Brown Stoner. And I thought, well, you know, Harlem Brownstones. I thought, that's fantastic. I'm going to have this drink. He just had a cookbook come out called the Red Rooster Cookbook. And I was looking in it, hoping to find the chicken and waffles recipe. It's in there. But then the page opened up. Oh.
Yeah, that's Fred working his magic.
And there it was. The recipe was in there. And what was a little unnerving was it said that it's their version of a Manhattan.
Mm.
But they say it's like a girl's drink. Oh. And I'm like, I didn't think it was a girl's drink.
No.
I never think of a bourbon-based drink as a girl's drink.
Yeah.
I think of vodka, maybe gin, or wine spritzer, something with lipstick in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what girl's drink?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that looks great, Freddie. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
What did we use? The Nutribullet to blend this one up? Or did we use the big guy?
This is the big guy.
Oh, my gosh. What was the big guy made of? Or he's the...
It's Vitamix.
The Vitamix. And that's because Papa Doble is chock full of vitamins.
It sure is.
You get your citrus. You get your maraschino. You get your rum.
There's a little bit left there.
And there's still a little bit left to share with your neighbors.
That's right. I'm going to put a twist in there. Because you need that...
Need those oils on the surface?
Those oils on the surface, yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic.
And this is a grapefruit twist, so that's nice.
That's already a twist in the twist, isn't it?
A twist on the twist. There we go. Somebody's getting one of those. All right. Well, you guys rotate the Lazy Susan.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You want this one here because it's a little...
Sure. That looks good. Looks like it suits me fine. This,
all right.
It's been a rather warm day here, despite the fact that it's, you know, in the darker months, but...
we should take a picture of that.
Mm.
No, we're up to 68 degrees here.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
Snap a photo of that.
Yeah.
Because it's the presentation that Fred has done here is immaculate. You could be working at the Bar 65 at the top of Rockefeller Center in New York City.
What the hell am I doing here then?
I don't know.
Yeah, get out of the picture.
So I want your elbow in there mucking things up.
No, of course.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's...
All right.
It's refreshing.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Mm. Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this goes clunk when you have it full of shaved ice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. Now, is this how you had it that night? Was it as thick as this when you had it?
No, I think that they actually... See, I didn't want to stray too much from this recipe, but I think that it was more of a rocks drink.
Oh, yeah.
And I think this is sort of a... I like it like this.
Oh, I got a bit of a brain freeze.
Yeah. No, you, definitely.
I'm all out of practice on my slushy drinks.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I've probably had one of these before, but I don't remember the maraschino in it. And yet it's in the recipe, so maybe I haven't. This is very nice.
With the lime, it... It's not a very strong lime taste, so it's of course with the blender drink you blended it, so it's a little thin, thinner than it would be if it was just a rock drink.
Would you say it's sublime?
Oh no, I would not. But
and apparently Hemingway, he didn't like it too sweet, right? That's what I heard. The thing. Don't go crazy on the sugar, because
simple syrup.
Oh.
I missed the simple syrup.
Oh dear.
Oh.
But I kind of like it like this. I think
Hemingway would have been proud of it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was wondering about the simple syrup in there because...
I thought you did put it in. Maybe you didn't. You've been mucking around over there.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, for the amount, how much was supposed to go into that?
Half an ounce.
I don't think that would make much of a difference in this.
No.
I think the sweetness is going to come from that maraschino.
Yeah, no, it's a nice tart taste to it.
Mm.
With the ice drinks, you don't get a lot of nose.
No.
Just off a little bit off the grapefruit.
Yes, it's super chilled by my blender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's...
But it's a pleasant drink. I mean, it's not... it doesn't taste revolutionary.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
Yeah. You hear that, Fidel?
The Algonquin Roundtable in here tonight.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's nice. I just... Because the lime and the grapefruit are one-to-one. I expected more grapefruit to hit off of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think if I wanted to get a little more grapefruit, I'd maybe go 2-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
either cut back the lime or double up on the grapefruit.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, if anything, my brain freeze is coming back.
Yes.
Cover for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the grapefruit is kind of a bittery kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
you got the cold headache, the brain freeze.
No, that's great.
Yeah, I don't
know. So if I was going to make another one of these, I'd probably try and do it on the rocks and just see what the difference is.
Yeah.
Yeah, shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think it would thin the flavors quite as much, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so not strain it, but just shake it and pour it.
Mm-hmm.
Or stir it. I guess you could do it as a stirred drink.
You probably could.
But there's probably rules about that.
I think I've done a shaken daiquiri before. Mm-hmm. I think JFK was drinking daiquiris as the results came in.
Oh.
I believe. I read that in a book called Yo Ho Ho and a Bottle of Rum.
Mm-hmm.
Great book.
All right.
Put it on the reading list.
It is.
All right.
And I made that daiquiri version,
mm-hmm.
and it was a shaken daiquiri, and it was very nice.
Yeah.
And I told some people about this, and they said, "This sounds like a bit of a ponce." And it kind of put me off drinking them, but wow. I really enjoyed them.
I don't think the JFK was.
Well, I know, but somehow the thought that you were going to wait for the results to come in and drink something light and fresh like a daiquiri.
Hmm. Sure.
Plus, who even uses the phrase ponce?
Only Ponzi people do.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But it's a really easy drink, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, not so much for me, because it gave me that brain freeze.
Oh, yeah.
But it is. It was a great summertime drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I look forward to trying this again. I'm going to do it again, and I want to try it on the rocks and see what the difference is.
I would even try it with the different Havana Club rum, the other one, the one with the brown label.
Oh, the Anejo?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Anejo. But yes, I can't remember
what it was, the one that was sort of the standard one. And then the yellow labeled 3-year-old came out.
Right.
And I have that at home, but I don't know if it doesn't have quite the same flavor profile, I don't think, as the other.
Hold that one up, Fred, would you?
But it's got, I mean, you get the nose off of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it almost has, I don't know. Like a tequila mezcal kind of a nose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it does. There's something more funky somehow about it, I think, than what the other stuff.
Yeah, so people will enjoy that once they finally get their hands on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Havana Club is a good room for that. And there we go.
Excellent.
So should we try your drink?
I gave the name of it while you were blending.
Oh, the Knickerbocker?
The Brownstoner.
Oh.
The Brownstoner.
The Brownstoner.
All right. Jason and Fred are now switching places.
Yeah.
To come over here to the bar side.
Yep.
Not the far side.
Here in Hell's Kitchen. Who will reign supreme?
The Hell's Dining Room. Which is adjacent to Hell's Kitchen.
Yes. Yeah. So I was telling Dave while you were blending,
sure,
about our journey to Harlem and our wonderful, fantastic, completely awesome, I can't say enough good things about this place, meal at the Red Rooster, Marcus Samuelson's The Red Rooster in Harlem. Now, we went downstairs to the supper club.
Ginny's
Supper Club.
Mm-hmm.
Saw Rachel Brown.
Yes.
Who was great.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Knock your socks off.
Yep. And on the menu that night, there was a drink called the Brownstoner.
Mm.
And I thought, Brownstone, Harlem, bourbon?
Yeah.
I'm done. Little did I know that it actually calls for a nutmeg-infused bourbon, which is what I've done here.
Oh.
I take a whole, the recipe that they have in there in the book,
mm-hmm.
I should tell that story. Anyway, take a liter of bourbon and put in a bunch of whole nutmeg cloves, not cloves, whatever the nut itself is. I think there's 5 that go in there.
Wow.
I didn't have a liter of bourbon. I barely had enough bourbon to make the drink for us, quite frankly.
But nutmeg has made several appearances on this podcast,
really,
hasn't it?
Yes.
It's great, but I'm surprised that it's so popular an ingredient in cocktails.
I think I was going to say it's a new ingredient, but I think it's actually an old ingredient that's made a comeback. I mean, nutmeg goes all the way back to the punches and whatnot from the 1700s. So
yes,
but
and you get a little bit of a scent off of the there. It's been infusing for 3 days.
Nice.
Yes. And so it's nutmeg infused bourbon,
mm-hmm.
cherry hearing, and some of the wonderful Saint Germain elderflower liqueur.
That's quite a mix.
And they said in the book, oh, sorry. So we had this fantastic meal there at the Red Rooster. And I found out.
Don't get me started on the chicken and waffles. Oh.
I wanted the chicken and waffles. And I found out that they were having a cookbook that was being released.
What?
It was just released.
When we were there?
Like a week after we got back. Two weeks after we got back. And so I finally found it at the bookstore. I didn't buy it yet. Sorry, Marcus. But it had the chicken and waffles recipe in it, and then it fell open as I was thumbing through it, and there was the brownstoner. And I thought, well, geez, we're going to be doing this thing. Let's do the brownstoner. And so in the book, the Red Rooster Cookbook, they said that it's their version of the Manhattan, kind of. Mm-hmm. And they also said it's a girl's drink.
Really?
And which I took immediate offense to. Because
of bourbon?
I'm not a girl. That's right, a bourbon?
No.
Anyway, I didn't think that it tasted particularly... Well, I don't see now I'm going to be Mr. Sexist. Because what was that? They shouldn't even say that it's a girl's drink.
No, what makes a drink a girl's drink? If a daiquiri's
not a
girl's drink.
I guess if it's colored pink, maybe.
I guess so. But even the pink... What is it? The pink...
Panther?
In Dr. Cocktail's book, they have a pink gin or something in that. Mm. And he doesn't even say what the name of it is until the end of it. Mm-hmm. It's listed as the secret cocktail. Because you think, I don't want it. I don't like it. That drink. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah.
Enough of your rants.
Enough of my rants. So this is the, it's going to be 3/4 ounce of cherry hearing, mm-hmm. 3/4 ounce of Saint Germain liqueur, 2 ounces of nutmeg infused bourbon, and they say an orange wedge. Mm-hmm. I've got an orange twist. Plus, I got an orange ring. We're going to get some orange on our nose.
Yeah, we'll get some orange.
Yeah. Mm. So let me, and this is not shaken, it's stirred.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we don't get enough of those stirred drinks.
No, we don't.
Ow. Still having some brain freeze?
Yeah.
No, I
have to put a medic. Is there a medic in the audience? Jason's injured his hand while... You got cocktail.
Or is that mine?
That's yours.
Is this mine?
Yeah, you've already had any.
Well, how does it keep getting deeper?
I don't know. It's melting? Maybe that's a girl's drink because it's yours.
Yeah. He's no Hemingway.
No.
No.
I didn't know Hemingway, but you're no Hemingway.
That's right.
All right. Some ice. There you go. I hope your hands are clean.
You know
they
what,
are.
I cleaned
my pants before coming in.
It's funny. Watching you make a drink, you know what that makes me want to do?
Have a drink?
Have a drink.
Yeah, sure. The sound effects, everything else?
No, it's... I'm thinking, it's the first thing I'm going to do when I get home is have another drink.
So
the elderflower. I've got a small bottle. It seems to pop up in a few places, so it's...
often used the elderberry. Mm. It's often used in medicinal things. It's good for constipation, apparently.
Oh, there you go, folks.
Right, there you go. There's your little medical... But don't eat raw elderberries, because they're poisonous.
Oh, those are the ones I've got in my yard?
Yeah, maybe. You've got to boil them.
Not having any more of those, then.
Yeah. So Jason, please don't kill us tonight, would you?
I won't.
With your mixture.
Saint Germain. Mm-hmm. And this I pre-measured to be the 4 ounces of the nutmeg bourbon. So we'll just dump that in there.
So do you remember what bourbon that used to be?
This is Jim Beam? I think this is Jim Beam.
Okay.
Good old Jim Beam.
Aged Jim Beam.
Oh, not the regular Jim Beam.
No, not just old Jimmy Beam. Mm. All right, let's get our rhythm down here for the proper stirring procedure. Mm-hmm. And you can see it's quite dark.
Yeah.
The cherry hearing, of course, really darkens it up.
Well, it is called a brownstone.
Exactly.
So. For all the senses.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're almost chilled down here. It always takes a little bit longer to chill a drink with stirring.
So you get that spoon from Cocktail Kingdom?
I did not get this from Cocktail Kingdom. I got it from a Canadian club.
Oh, that's a great club to belong to.
This Hawthorne strainer is also from Canadian Club. And that's why it fits so well on the mixing glass.
Which is from...
A Canadian Club.
How did you get all that stuff? Did you used to work for Canadian Club?
there was a gift set that I got last year for Christmas.
Oh.
That had it was the it had the rye, the 100% Canadian Club rye.
Oh yeah.
And then the little magical mixing set.
Sure, well, what a wonderful set it is, too.
It was and is, and now we have used it for this amazing drink. And so I'm going to give you the twist. Ooh, you know what? I might not even... That looks. That might be good enough. Let's just do the twist. Because I can
without
see...
Without the ring. Yeah, you don't need the ring.
We might not need
the twist ring. Should be... that should be good. That looks great.
It was great that night in Harlem. There's no reason that it shouldn't be great tonight here in the greater Langley area.
Oh, yeah. That twist is great. See, don't, you know, you look at a drink and you say, it says garnish with a twist. You think, well, who's got time to make a twist?
Exactly.
I tell you, it can make or break a drink.
Yes.
I can smell it right. I can smell the twist already.
Yes.
It's just coming right into the nose.
No, it's, you know, it's not just the taste, it's the smell. And, man, that's good. I don't even want to have a drink. I don't want to ruin the... It's just... Should I have a sip?
Yeah, you should have a sip.
Oh, okay.
A sip. You should have a sip.
I was off.
Jason's had a few sips. That's a strong one.
It makes
quite a difference from...
Yeah, well, it's got 2 ounces of bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the cherry hearing, which is also... it's 24% alcohol. And then it's got the St. Germain. So everything in this does have some... booze going
wow.
on.
Wow, that is a really nice mix.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice mix, isn't it?
Yeah, and the nutmeg's just sort of hiding in the back, but it's just having it infused. I mean, the cherry is sort of leading the charge on this, I think.
Yeah, the cherry, I get the cherry in there more so as the in the aftertaste. Of it.
Maybe
the cherry
it.
Hangs on.
Yeah.
But it's quite balanced, I think.
Yeah, no, it's a, you know, that's... That's a hard thing to do. You know, you see a lot of the, or see, you taste a lot of drinks, and they don't have the balance yet. But this one, the recipe is just spot on.
Mm.
Good choice, Jace. Good choice.
Thanks, guys. Well, I really enjoyed it that night, and I thought I was never going to have it again. I thought it was going to be so unique to them, but that was it.
Yeah.
But that was going to be...
But the nutmeg infused, so you just throw some nutmeg...
I'll tell you what it's saying the thing.
Yeah.
Because I...
So you guys don't have to go to Barnes & Noble and take a picture of the page.
Like I did. Nutmeg bourbon. Pour 1 liter of bourbon. They use the bullet.
Okay.
Or bullet, however you say it. It's going to be bullet. It's because it's got that I in there.
Yeah, I know. It throws you off.
Into a pitcher. Add 5 whole nutmegs and cover. Infused for 48 to 72 hours. So I figured with my little scrap of nutmeg and the only little bit of bourbon I had that the I did the 72 plus.
All right.
Taste it to see how deep you want the flavor, strain, and pour back into the bottle.
So how many days was this? It was just like 5 days?
This I put in on... what day is it today? Tuesday?
I believe it is Tuesday.
I think I put it in... Friday night. So it was Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night.
Right.
And then I actually took it out this morning before I packed up come here.
Yeah.
So now.
Oh, well done. No, it makes me want to go out and infuse some bourbon.
Yeah, no, I think we should start infusing everything.
Blood?
Yeah.
Antibiotics?
Yes.
All antiviral medications?
Now remember, I did, we went to that place that's now been demolished. And which was a shame because it was a great place. We went there, I think, with Dave, where the Coast Capital Savings is, without giving away too much, on King George. Remember, and they had the bacon-infused vodka.
Oh, right. Remember we went to the old Surrey Inn there? We ate at that restaurant.
Oh, right.
The six of us.
Yeah.
Or was Sheila there, too?
Could have been.
But a big group of us.
But they had the bacon-infused, I think it was bacon-infused vodka in their... Caesar?
Could be.
Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, and that was something.
It was funny. It was it was like an old-time, almost the big heavy furniture kind of restaurant. We had no idea it was in there.
Yeah.
And if you had looked at the hotel, you would have thought, it's not going to be any good.
No.
It turned out to be pretty good. And they tore it down months later.
Yeah. Don't know where that guy went, but he had some good ideas.
Yeah.
But, infusing. And so that's what, I mean, So you go from, you know, and that's what makes the possibilities almost infinite when you come to drinks, because you can make your standard Manhattan, and now it's like, well, let's infuse it with one of a thousand different things and make another drink. And so we'll never run out of material, hopefully.
No. We're going to start going back.
Oh, yeah.
We're done. Now we're going to start doing them again.
Doing them again with different infusions. But, the stuff you can do. And, I would encourage people to experiment. But Lord knows I'm having enough time trouble drinking the stuff that I'm just on a normal basis. But more experimentation. And, of course, we're going to try and do... Oh, and I still want to do the Christmas cocktails as we get closer to the Christmas season, whenever that is.
Mm-hmm. Right, but whenever it is.
But I've got one pass at making a cocktail with glog.
Oh, right.
Good old glog.
The glog last time.
Did I mention that last time?
You mentioned
it. I think so.
I can't get glog out of my mind.
Repetitive.
I'm glog crazy. I'll get you some glog. Mm. Yeah, but man, I could have another one of these. This was a great choice. I regret not ordering it on the day. I'll have to look and see what I ordered. But this is something else.
The tricky thing too about New York particularly, but I imagine everywhere else. Mm-hmm. In fact, I know everywhere else is you get the menu, and the one online is always out of date.
That's right.
Right, and then the one that you had in the restaurant. Isn't up yet and may never be up before they suddenly put in, oh God, we didn't put in our spring drinks, and now you've missed a whole season of them. So
So save your receipts, take pictures of the menus.
We've done pictures of the menus, and yes. Dave will want some of the pictures of New York, I'm sure.
Yeah, I keep asking. Podcast after podcast, send me the pictures.
Oh.
I'm okay. Ignored.
All right. Well, I'll overload you. But yeah, there's some great places there, and man, there's so many more.
Yeah.
To go to, so
and these are, but these are two relatively easy drinks, and let's give it to Dave here. Let's let Dave cast a deciding vote to begin with. Does that make any sense? Since he wasn't in New York, which of these two drinks?
It's tough. I think I will go for the brownstone.
Yeah,
I think it's just a better, more interesting cocktail.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to make a stirred version or shaken version of the of that, maybe at home, and I'll make a report.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Reporting from the field.
I'll report from the field.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, see if we can maybe incorporate some of our, in future episodes, maybe we can incorporate some of our recordings. Short snippets, but maybe we can... You know.
I think we'd have to hire an editor.
in theory, this guy could do it.
Mm. In theory.
In theory.
No, it could be done. The relevant stuff, because we did talk to the fellow at the Up and Up quite a bit.
Yes.
And there's some good stuff there that needs to be maybe trimmed down a bit. But
I wonder if he could even be contacted.
Sure, by the telephone?
Yeah, the telephony or through the mail device or something. To say, listen.
Mail him and send him a postcard.
Listen, Cheddar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You gave us the name.
Mm-hmm.
What could you tell us about some of the drinks at Up and Up?
The Shattuck and Smoke.
Is that that's what you had?
That's what I had, and once I track down grapefruit liqueur, it's as good as done.
If any of you are out there...
Oh, not us.
Not you guys. Because we didn't do this. But a lot of these menus are kind of disposable looking. Ask if you can take a menu.
Mm-hmm.
We took pictures of menus. We should have asked if we could have a menu. It was only photocopied on a nice paper.
That's right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But and talk to your bartender.
Talk to your bartender.
Your
doctor.
And your doctor. Get checked up
exactly.
Regularly.
Yeah. If you're peeing funny.
If you're over 50. But, talk to your bartender. He's happy to talk about his craft. A lot of them,
mm-hmm.
If he's not too busy because this place is so popular. There's a lot to be learned from these guys. They know of which they speak.
And they're proud of what they speak.
And they are. And if you're at the Astor...
liquor store?
Liquor store in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Those guys know what's up.
They know what's up. I feel like we owe Dave like 5 minutes of a monologue because you and I have blathered away at this one.
I don't need 5 minutes, but I do have a quote. Okay. Let's just take maybe 5 seconds.
No.
You should drag it out.
No, no, it's a very short quote.
No, milk it anyway.
There's a lot of vowels.
I can't milk it.
Have you got a wig?
I don't have a wig.
Okay. You're not mad at us, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, since we're talking about Hemingway, I will end with a Hemingway quote.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
He said, "Always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. That will teach you to keep your mouth shut." So there you go.
Right. Like, wow. Like a podcast about cocktails.
Yeah.
Let's say you're going to do it once a week.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oops.
Yeah. Sure. Seems like a good idea now.
Mm. Well.
So you voted. You said that you preferred the brown stoner, you're thinking.
I do.
And I prefer the brown stoner because I brought it.
Yeah. Little biased, but we'll accept your vote.
But I do. I think, and this is where we also went wrong. I wish that I had written down every drink I had in New York, because I think I always drifted towards, if it had bourbon in it, I already went to it. Sorry, tequila. Screw you, vodka. I went bourbon, and so. Yeah.
No, well, I kept my receipts.
I have all my receipts. Well, they're in the pocket receipts. Of that jacket sure. Right there.
There you go. And we do have a few recordings. So, I'm going to reconstruct. So I'm reconstructing the days because God knows I can't remember what we did from one day to the next. Maybe because of all the bars.
It probably was.
But
you should keep a journal like Hemingway.
Smart man, Hemingway. Yeah. You know, people should try and live their lives a lot more like Hemingway did.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that part at the end.
That's the part at the end. Don't clean your gun when it's loaded.
You should shoot yourself like Hemingway.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
Don't do that part.
Everything else before that is fine.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, it was all good.
All good. All right. Well, I think that's all for today, folks.
Excellent. So the recipes will be on the webpage that ideally you're already on listening to this podcast. And make them at home. They're super easy. Sometimes you got to get a little bit of work involved. This one involved letting a nutmeg thing sit in a bunch of bourbon. You lazy bastard. Why don't you have this doing already? And for Fred's, you needed to get a blender.
Yeah, or not.
Or
I'll
not.
I'll report in the future.
And I'm going to find that a JFK daiquiri.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yeah, maybe we have to do presidential cocktails.
On President's Day.
On President's Day.
All right.
So either next time or February.
That's right.
Mark it on your non-existent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Put in an Outlook.
Mm, yeah. Schedule it.
Or Google Calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the daiquiri.
Oh, dear.
Be good.
I'm going to have to do the Heimlich maneuver. I think Jason's choking on a piece of ice. But.
This Papa Dopey. Hemingway was so tough, he could drink a blended drink. He didn't even give a rat's ass about the tiny little bit of
ice
in it. Me, not so much. More of a brown stoner.
Exactly.
Please go to Marcus Samuelson's restaurant, Red Rooster. It was almost empty the night we were there. Oh, no, wait. It was completely full. But still, go to it. You'll have a fantastic meal.
Certainly will.
And while you're there, you're going to have a marvelous wait staff. And regardless of where you are in the world, and even if it's your last dime, please be a gentleman of elegant leisure. You have a lot to live up to. And tip big.